In his seventh year, veteran Pro Bowl center Eric McCoy tore a biceps muscle in week 7 and never took a snap with Shuck as a starter. So his vantage point is unique and insightful. Here's Eric McCoy.
Just give me an update on your health and where you are and how you feel and where that progress is.
Yeah, I would say that I'm feeling good. Obviously, I've still got a couple month road of recovery ahead of me. I mean, I've got full range of motion back right now, and then I'm still working to get my strength back. And then hopefully be even higher than I was going into last season in terms of just overall health and wellness of my body.
So this would normally be my last question about the off season, but what will your off season look like? Because you go into the off season kind of, you know, still in the in an injury rehab situation.
I mean, I'll pretty much be here throughout the entirety of the off season. You know, with our trainers, spending time in the weight room, in the training room, conditioning, trying to get my body back in shape. So I'll be here pretty much through the start of OTAs, which is the name of the game for me right now.
You've watched this offense really from a unique situation because you were playing when Spencer was playing, and then you were kind of watching some, you know, with Tyler. Just give me your evaluation of the evolution of this offense and Kellen Moore as you played it and watched it.
I would just say there's a lot of things to be excited about. I mean, obviously Tyler is a super talented guy. Can make every throw in the freaking book. And then, yeah, I think the offense grew throughout the season in terms of what we were able to handle, in terms of what we could run, in terms of just the overall efficiency. And I think that when Tyler took the helm, that kind of took off after his first couple of starts. So I think that the organization and the fans have a lot to be excited about in him as a player, and about how he continues to develop and how we continue to develop alongside him, to protect him, to build him up, to just get playmakers in here to make his job easier.
And I don't think we appreciated at the time in August and end of camp, you know, the trade for Luke Fortner, the awesome Richards, and got, you know, Xavier Trust guys getting, you know, off the waiver wire, and you're not thinking about, well, you traded away, you know, 2027 for depth, but those guys stepped in and stepped up.
I'll be the first one to tell you that I think Luke Fortner is a hell of a ball player. I mean, he stepped in when I went out and really kind of did things without missing a beat. So I'm excited for what this offseason holds for him, whether that's back here or somewhere else. But man, he stepped up in a crucial way for this team and for the O-line room when I went down. So I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him. And then a guy like Awesome stepped in, played left tackle, right tackle, was versatile when we needed him to be, even played some guard in practice. Because, you know, this is the reality that guys are going to miss time. Hopefully, I don't have to miss any more time. I'm going to do my best not to miss any more time. But when that happens, you need to have guys that are fully and completely capable to step in and do a hell of a job. And I think those guys did.
How hard was that for you mentally? Because you have not, it is not, you've been such a stalwart there to be on the sidelines and to be injured.
Yeah. I would say the last 2 years have took a toll, just to say the least. I don't know, you put in all the work in the offseason, you work your tail off, you rehab, you spend time here rehabbing when you don't have to, just to try to get everything in shape and ready to go. And then just for it to kind of get taken away, it's hard.
More mentally than physically, right?
Absolutely. It's hard on me. It's hard on my wife. It's hard on my kids because I'm not gonna say I'm not the same, but like it's a little traumatic, to say the least. But you know, I believe in myself, and I know that these guys upstairs believe in me to come back healthy and to play a full season and to contribute at the level that I know I contribute and have contributed. So,
just two more questions. With Eric McCoy, and you sat and watched that game yesterday with the challenges. There's backups, and then there's backups of the backups, and then there's backups of the backups of the backups, and then there's new guys on the roster who weren't on the roster. That was a pretty gutsy performance.
Yeah, it was indeed. I mean, and we're just a few plays away from winning that game. So I think it speaks to the level of talent that we have at certain positions. And I think it speaks to the level of coaching that went into that to even make it possible for, and it speaks to the way our freaking defense played. Because
age is just a number on that defense.
Man, I'm telling you. And then the way that Chase Young has freaking come along since he got healthy, like, he's playing like one of, if not the best defensive end in the NFL right now. Guy's been total package. He's playing the running elite level, and he is getting after the quarterback at a super high level. So I'm so proud of him. I know this is his first double-digit sack season, and hopefully we can come back and build on that next year.
Continued success. I know it's going to be a tough off season with rehab, but you'll be back, and we'll look forward to it. Thank you.
Sir, thank you.